Now, Don Ameche and Francis Langford of John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over, written by Phil Rapp. The Dickersons have retired. 3 o'clock in the morning finds Mrs. Dickerson wide awake and anxious as poor husband John, victim of a progressive insomnia or Farclay's syndrome, a condition which causes the patient to awaken abruptly every 2 or 3 days, gives audible proof of his dread affliction. Listen.
If he doesn't stop it, I'll die. Well, I've tried everything. I've rolled him over, I've snapped my fingers, I've uncovered his teeth, he keeps right on. They say if you whistle in a monotone, maybe that'll work.
Frank, wake up.
What's the matter?
Turn over your side. You're whistling.
I know I'm whistling. It's the only way I can stop you from snoring.
Oh, it's just your imagination. I never snore. Go to sleep.
John! Don't take it too lightly, John Dickerson. It's habits like that that wreck more homes than drinking.
It doesn't wreck my drinking.
Nothing could wreck your drinking. Is it any wonder we can't afford even the bare necessities of life when you squander every penny on that stuff?
I never squander anything.
I was cleaning up yesterday and I found an empty bourbon bottle in the laundry hamper.
What about it?
I found another empty bottle under the icebox and 2 more empty bottles in the chandelier. That's where your money goes, isn't it?
It is not. I never bought an empty bottle in my life.
I work like a slave to save a dollar. Never a word of gratitude. I spend half my life cooking your meals, and what do I get for it? Nothing.
You're lucky. I get indigestion.
That's right. Complain about my cooking.
Oh, I eat everything you give me.
You didn't touch the rhubarb pie I made.
Well, it didn't look good.
What was the matter with it?
Who ever heard of a pie 2 feet long?
Well, I couldn't get any shorter rhubarb.
Anyway, I hate all desserts, and you know it. Why don't you quit wasting your time making them?
The minute I stop making desserts, you'll start asking for them. I know you, John. You're just the most contrary person that ever...
Can you please stop talking?
No.
Why not?
Because if I stop talking, I'll fall asleep, and then you'll start snoring and get me up, so the only way I can get any sleep at all is to stay awake all night.
Go figure that one out.
Besides, I'm too sick to sleep.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I'll live through the night. I'm in such terrible pain.
What's the matter now?
Well, I've got neuralgia or something. The pain starts in my temple and goes down my face and it jabs like a needle. And I get dizzy and I feel as though I'm going to fade away.
You say it, but you won't do it.
Why don't you do something for me and end my misery? I told you I'd die.
Okay, put on the lights.
The lights are on. Take off your sleep, Jane.
No. Where do you keep your stockings?
Stockings? What do you want my stockings for?
You want me to end your misery, don't you? Give me a stocking.
John, you're going to strangle me.
Oh, I'm not going to strangle you.
Then what do you want my stocking for?
I'm going to soak it in bourbon. It's the finest remedy in the world.
John Dickerson, you're not going to tie any bourbon-soaked stocking around my face.
You don't tie it, you chew it slowly. Start at the toe and gradually work your way up to the top.
That's supposed to put me to sleep?
No, but it'll make it a pleasure to stay awake. Where's the bourbon?
I don't want it. I don't want you trying out those insane remedies on me.
All right, then, suffer. Put out the light.
How can anybody be so unfeeling?
Well, I'm sleepy, and it's after 3 o'clock.
You won't let me help you. You just want to keep me awake, don't you? Why don't you admit it?
I'm sick.
But you're stocking.
You wouldn't tell Gloria Goosby that you were stocking.
Oh, now, don't start with Gloria Goosby.
Believe me, that woman knows how to get sympathy and attention.
Blanche, can I spend one day of my life without Gloria Goosby?
Is that why you've been spending your days?
I forbid you to ever mention that woman's name again as long as you live. Do you hear me? And you know where I am every minute of my life.
What time did you get in tonight?
I got in at 2 o'clock. I went to a bachelor dinner given for your broken-down brother Amos, who's going to get married tomorrow. We went all through this when I got home, didn't we?
You didn't tell me what happened at the bachelor dinner.
Nothing happened. Just a lot of men smoking and swapping stories.
No women?
No women.
How'd you get the lipstick on your collar?
It isn't lipstick, it's blood. I cut myself shaving tonight.
You didn't shave tonight?
Well, then I cut it yesterday.
You put on a clean shirt before you left. How'd the blood get on that?
I'm a slow bleeder. So what are you driving at, Blanche?
Don't act so innocent. I know all about these bachelor dinners. Don't tell me there were only bachelors there.
There were all married men and only one bachelor, your brother Amos.
No women?
No women. If you knew all about bachelor's dinners, why didn't you make a party for them right here in your own house?
Because I'm not entertaining this season.
You're never entertaining.
Maybe I'm not. Not as much as those dancers at bachelor dinners.
Nobody danced. All we did was give a word of advice to a young man about to get married.
What was your word of advice?
Don't.
Sure. That's just like you to discourage my poor brother before he gets married. He's got a lovely girl and he's a wonderful boy.
Oh,
they'll get along beautifully. What right did you have to discourage him?
Oh, I didn't discourage him. Everybody kidded him.
You hate being married, don't you?
No, I don't hate it.
And you don't like it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
It'll only start another argument. Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche? I have to get up so early in the morning.
We'd be much happier if you'd talk to me more. Mayor Shaw tells Louise everything that happened.
Oh, what of it? I tell you lots of things that never happen at all.
You never convinced me. You just sat around tonight smoking and telling stories.
I swear that's all there was to it, Blanche. Except after the speeches were over, Amos awarded a high silk hat to any man who could get up and say he never kissed any woman except his wife since they were married. Mel Shaw won it.
Why didn't you stand up?
Oh, Blanche, you know I look like the devil in a high hat.
I don't know, John. You're certainly not the same man I married.
Don't tell me there's a loophole.
See, that's exactly what I mean. No matter how I try to be soft and pleasant to you, you'll always say some sarcastic remark and start an argument again.
Well, I'm just sleepy.
When we were engaged, you were never sleepy. All you wanted to do was hold my hand and stare at me. You said I was on your mind every minute of the day and night. You couldn't think of anything but me.
Well, I married you, didn't I?
What for?
So I could forget you.
That's no lie. See, you are running off every night to smokers and bachelor dinners. Leave me here all alone with no friends.
Oh, I never leave you alone.
Let me spend the rest of my days in solitude, growing old and feeble, nobody to give me any food and no space to walk to the kitchen.
Thanks.
Why don't you get me a wheelchair, John?
Why don't you stop getting hysterical and set aside 10 seconds you made yourself 90 years old? You're just trying to start something again.
Nothing would ever start if you didn't snore like a steamboat.
Well, can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Oh. Dr. Marvin says you snore on account of your windpipe.
Yes.
You have a flaccid trachea. And when you inhale, it flutters. Why don't you let me fix it?
Okay, I'll have it fixed next week.
You say it, but you won't do it. Let him fix it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Marvin put out the trachea.
Are you out of your mind? You think I'm going to let that butcher bore holes in my throat?
He doesn't bore, he just inflates it with a needle.
I don't care if he blows it up with a bicycle pump. Nobody's going to fool around with my trachea. Why, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, go sleep in the kitchen.
All right, I'll go sleep in the kitchen.
And on your way, I want you to send a wire to Amos and tell him marriage is good for him.
Now, wait a minute, Blanche.
I'm warning you, John. If you don't wire Amos this minute, I'll get my...
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Well, you can think of more things to keep... Oh, my knee, oh. Put on the lights.
The lights are on. Take off your suit, kid.
Sending wires at 4 o'clock in the morning to... Hello, Western Union. I want to send a wire to Amos Badger, care United Nations Pool Hall. Yes, guess that's where he lives.
Make it a nice telegram.
Say, dear Amos, congratulations on your forthcoming marriage. You're doing the wise and sensible thing, and life will take on a new meaning for you. I only hope that you and your bride will be as happy as Blanche and I have been. I heartily recommend the serious step you're about to take. Just a minute. You want to add anything, Blanche? Blanche? Hello? Say, P.S. Blanche just fell asleep. Stay single, you idiot. I'm John. Goodbye. Reminding you, never before dream, yes, never before dream, could any shampoo reveal 100% of the natural luster of your hair. Listen next Sunday for another pleasant half hour with Don Amici, Danny Thomas, Francis Langford, Carmen Dragon, and his orchestra. And now here is Don Amici wishing you good days, good nights, and good luck until we meet again.